From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
We're starting off the show today with what I believe to be the most important issue facing these great United States of America. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show as we broadcast border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And I ask this question, America: what happened to Cracker Barrel? What happened to the once beloved great restaurant that we all came to know and love as Cracker Barrel, the place where you could go and sit on the front porch and enjoy a lovely rock in the rocking chair. You could meander through the old country store. When you sat down, you had a waitress there giving you a delicious glass of sweet tea, the official house wine of the South, and your plate was filled to overflowing with great, delicious fried food. What happened to Cracker Barrel? Because now it looks as though somebody has gone on some sort of a Chip and Joanna Gaines on crack cocaine steroids redesign of the entire restaurant. And I don't know how they managed to do this, but they took the country right out of Cracker Barrel. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of controversy on the socials over this redesign of the Cracker Barrel restaurants. I know we've got a lot going on in D.C., and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But why are we messing with things that were not broken in the first place? Could somebody explain that to me? And I can actually pinpoint the moment in time when Cracker Barrel started going downhill. And it was the moment they first introduced the plant-based sausage, the vegan sausage on the menu. That's when everything went to pot for Cracker Barrel. I mean, it used to be a place where it was basically your old local country diner, right? You go in there, you have a good time, you got great music playing, you've got all of the knickknacks, you've got the rocking chairs, the checkers, and of course, the big fire in the fireplace. But now they've modernized Cracker Barrel, and they're calling it an update to the decor. But a lot of people are really upset about all of this. Somebody said things went downhill when they took lima beans off the menu. They took lima beans off the menu? I had no idea. Not a big lima bean fan. But regardless, it's really sad when these long-held companies, and I'll throw McDonald's into the mix on this, they had a great formula, and it was an American formula, and then they decide to jettison it all. And when they do, for the sake of whatever, and I think for Cracker Barrel, they embrace the whole woke DEI agenda. And as a result, guess what happens? You got plant-based sausage on the menu. Somebody said things went downhill at Cracker Barrel when they started serving booze. Well, they had to serve booze because that's the only way to wash down the plant-based sausage. It's a really disappointing thing that's happened at Cracker Barrel. But it seems to be that way with all of our traditions in America, right? You've got a great thing going, you have a great formula, and then somebody comes along with a master's degree in marketing, and they want to completely overhaul everything and get rid of the very things that made your company great. I never have understood that, ladies and gentlemen. But going back over the years, and it's really sad because there were warning signs. Remember, you may not remember this story, but it happened back when Duck Dynasty. Remember Duck Dynasty? Our good buddy Phil Robertson and the whole Robertson family. And they were doing their show. It was when Duck Dynasty first started. And many of you know that I was a Duck Dynasty guy before being a Duck Dynasty guy was actually cool. And a lot of people, Dylan, when they started the promos of Duck Dynasty, the promos were very deceiving because they showed the images of the Duck Dynasty guys and it looked like a very dangerous biker gang. Just going to be honest with you. And that's how all the promotional stuff of the, you know, people didn't know what to expect. But then when you tuned into the show, you realized, oh, these are very devout Christian people with very long beards who love to cavort about in the swamps. And they would pray after every meal, And I remember Phil Robertson back in the day. And you may not remember this. You may not know this part of the story, but A&E actually came to Phil Robertson and said, you can't pray at the meal. We can't have that as a part of the show. And Phil Robertson told A&E that they were more than happy to take their cameras somewhere else. And guess what? A&E backed down. But anyway, during the course of all of this, there was a situation where, oh boy, this was, I'm trying to remember the year this happened, but there was a moment when Phil Robertson did an interview. And Phil Robertson, this would have been when my book came out, Godless America. And this was actually the opening of the book, was this story about Phil Robertson. Phil Robertson did an interview, and he was asked, I believe it was like Vanity Fair, Vogue, or one of those, and he was asked about his position on marriage. And he said flat out that marriage is between a man and a woman. And he basically believes what the Bible says about that. And all you know what broke loose. People were enraged. There were boycotts of the show. They wanted A&E to pull the program off the air. Meanwhile, it was the same time that Miley Cyrus was mounting a wrecking ball, a giant wrecking ball at the VMAs. And this all happened in my neighborhood. I lived right around the corner from where she mounted the wrecking ball. And she's like, she's straddling it and on national television. In front of God and country, it was really embarrassing. And yet the media just celebrated Miley Cyrus. They said, this is the best thing we've ever seen. This is art. We've never seen anyone mount a wrecking ball and straddle it like Miley Cyrus. And I thought to myself, this is the opening line of my book. This is what led to the opening line of my book. I said, I don't know about you, but I feel like a Duck Dynasty guy living in a Miley Cyrus world where right is wrong, wrong is right. It's as if our values have been turned upside down. So while all of that was happening, Cracker Barrel decided to protest Duck Dynasty, and they would not sell Duck Dynasty products in their Cracker Barrel restaurants. And a lot of people are like, what is going on? It was really strange. But again, this is what happens when wokeness seeps into your business and seeps into the culture. It literally destroys everything it touches. And I think that's really the point to all of this, is that the traditions and the things that we grew up with are being changed, and they're not necessarily being changed for the better. And I got nothing wrong with Chip and Joanna Gaines. I love shiplap like everybody else. But I'm just telling you, really, Cracker Barrel? Does that really exude comfort? And can I just, we got to be honest here. The food isn't all that good anymore. There's something weird about it. And this is what happens. This is what happens when you take your eye off the mark. When you don't focus on things that need to be done, then guess what happens? Things are going to fall apart. So I'm curious if you've been to Cracker Barrel, your thoughts about this, because it's one of those cultural benchmarks. I mean, it really is like McDonald's. There was a time when McDonald's was this bright, colorful place with these crazy, zany characters. I mean, Grimace, for crying out loud. Ronald McDonald, a clown that didn't actually terrify people. People loved it. You had the Hamburglar. Even the bad guys were good guys at McDonald's. And people had a wonderful time. You couldn't wait to go to McDonald's. And now they've turned them into these monolithic, sterile restaurants that could be anything. It's just, what's going on here? So, again, when you look at all of our great cultural institutions, and they're starting to crumble. That's the whole point of this. All that to say, you cannot allow wokeness to influence what you do. You just can't do it. Otherwise, you're going to get what we've got at Cracker Barrel, which is plant-based sausage, and you can't even sit in a rocking chair. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. People are weighing in on this on our social media feed, and it is off the charts. And a lot of folks are like, yeah, I never really thought of it like that. But this is really how I gauge the culture at large, is the response to these kinds of things. 901-260-5926. If you think I'm off my Cracker Barrel rocker, but I don't think I am. Lisa says, Todd, I love the antiques and vintage stuff on the walls. It was so homey and quaint. Sue says, I agree. It looks more like a cafeteria than the original layout. Blah. It's true. Somebody said, oh, I can't say that on the radio. Sorry about that. Somebody, Winnie wrote, it's going downhill since his family restaurant started serving alcohol. And I think that's to cover up for the bad taste of the food, to be honest with you. All right, we're going to take a quick break here and regroup. We do have a lot of ground to cover today, not only Cracker Barrel, but what's been happening in Washington. Some changes underway there. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starn Show. Folks, we have some exciting news about MyPillow. They're having their first ever mega sale. Oh, that was... We needed some sound effects.
Where did that come from?
Mega sale. MyPillow having their first ever mega sale on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, Ben Dieter, you're going to need these. You need 50%. You're going to save over 50% on flannel sheets. Queen size bed only $59.98. King size sheets $69.98. And they sell out fast every year. So you gotta get an order that right now. You can also save 30% on their brand new My Crosses. They're designed in the likeness of the one that Mike Lindell has worn every day for over 20 years. They come in men's and women's styles, and they're made right here in the USA. Get the 2025 six-piece My Towel set for only $29.98. Their quantities are extremely low, so you're going to want to get them now before they go. And I can't forget to mention the best-selling standard MyPillow. I have six of them. I like a lot of pillows. $14.98. That is a huge deal. So take advantage of the first-ever mega sale. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506. That's 1-800-839-8506. But wait, there's more. Remember that $75 free shipping rule, Ben Dieter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that ship has sailed, baby. The train has left the station. Because right now, for a limited time, every order at MyPillow ships for free. MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506. Oh, the new CEO at Cracker Barrel weighing in, talking to CBS News. Her name is Julie Fells. She says, Cracker Barrel is just not as relevant as we once were. Menu updates, price changes, a remodel with a different color palette, updated lighting, offering more comfortable seating, and simplifying decor and fixtures are in the works. Well, isn't that the whole point? Is that, you know, we like that old school charm. That's one of the reasons why people love watching the old shows, like the Andy Griffith Show, for crying out loud. Or my personal favorite, Everybody Loves Raymond, right? It's the old days, the old times, going back to Mayberry. What isn't that okay? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Someone pointed out to a Forbes magazine story, Forbes pointing out that Cracker Barrel once came under fire because of their diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. They literally have a section on the website on diversity, equity, and inclusion at Cracker Barrel, for crying out loud. And a lot of religious groups and conservative groups are very upset about all of this. By the way, Cracker Barrel recently posted for Gay Pride Month a picture of a rainbow-colored rocking chair outside one of its restaurants, saying that they're excited to celebrate Pride Month with our employees and guests. How do you celebrate Pride Month at Cracker Barrel? Like many other companies deemed woke, criticism of Cracker Barrel spreading among right-wing social media users, that's according to Forbes. One pundit said she's boycotting Cracker Barrel. Others are saying that it's time for Cracker Barrel to have a come-to-Jesus meeting. It's all very disappointing, but ladies and gentlemen, again, this is what happens when you allow wokeness to infest your company. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Stephen Miller at the White House today And he is fired up over all of these media propagandists and the drive-by media shilling for these terrorist gang members. Cut number four, please.
It is a sad reflection on the state of our media and many of the outlets represented in this room that you obsessively try to shill for this MS-13 terrorist with no coverage occurred in your papers about any of the Americans that were raped and tortured and murdered by the illegals that Biden was importing into our country. You know, you talk about due process. The Biden administration made the decision to give extensive due process to two Tren de Aragua terrorists that were apprehended at the border just a couple years ago. They were two gentlemen. They were from Venezuela. They were members of Tren de Aragua. The Biden administration Border Patrol apprehended them and made the decision to provide them with extensive due process, put them onto a program known as supervised release, and put them on ankle monitors so that they could go through a lengthy legal judicial determination as to whether these legal aliens who had just set foot on U.S. soil might want to live in the United States for the rest of their lives. What was the result of that decision? What was the result of that choice that was made? Those two men kidnapped a young girl named Jocelyn Ungary from her family. They beat her. They sexually assaulted her. They tortured her. They stripped her. They murdered her, and they dumped her body. That is what the Biden administration's policy was. Most of your papers never covered her story when it happened. To the extent that you covered it at all, it was because President Trump forced you to cover it by highlighting it repeatedly over and over again. He had to shame you into covering it. And each and every one of you that sides over and over again with these MS-13 terrorists, to the extent that you have the financial means to do so, you all choose to live in condos or homes or houses as far away from these kinds of gangbangers as you possibly can.
Yeah, he's 1,000% right, and shame on them. And every time a member of the administration gets up in front of the media, that's how you need to behave. You've got to shame these people. The fact of the matter is, these morons in the mainstream media, the drive-by media, they are on the side of the illegals. That's it. And by the way, this goes even to your local news organizations. They're all in cahoots together on this, ladies and gentlemen. And it's high time that the administration plays hardball with these people and exposes them for who they truly are. And I say that because the only reason you have these fake news polls out there is because of this far-left propaganda that's being advanced in the drive-by media. ABC, NBC, CBS, they're the ones that we got to worry about. Not so much CNN. Nobody watches them anymore. Nobody watches MSDNC. But they do watch, by the tens of millions, ABC, CBS, and NBC News. That's what you've got to be concerned about. By the way, I just want to go on the record for a moment here and say this. Ladies and gentlemen, your tax dollars are still funding National Public Welfare Radio and Public Welfare Broadcasting. Could someone explain to me in this administration why we are still funding the Corporation for Public Broadcasting? So your tax dollars are literally being used to fund this propaganda. And that even goes for the local public radio and television stations. They're all in it together. They're all getting your tax dollars. Now, if you want to go out there, and let's just say there's a Christian television network called the Trinity Broadcasting Network, and they are one of the largest Christian networks out there. But you know what? They don't get any government money. They get their money from donations from their listeners. So if the Christians can do that, why can't the godless heathens that run NPR and PBS do the same thing? Why is that? They keep moaning and groaning about not having any money. We're sending them hundreds of millions of dollars of our tax money, and they can't pay their bills. My recommendation is stop giving away all those tote bags. Maybe that's the problem. All right, we got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up. This could be the result of asbestos exposure, and you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call us at 800-260-8700. That's 800-260-8700. To find out if you qualify for a cash settlement, we have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify. The call is free. The consultation is free, and you'll speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, call right now to find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-260-8700. That's 800-260-8700 to see how much money you could potentially get. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
All right. Can we talk about Governor Tim Walz for just a moment? Governor Walz is out there, the former running mate of Kamala Harris, and he seems to think that he is the next best thing for the Democrats, and I completely agree with him. I think he would be a fantastic presidential candidate in 2028 for the Democrats. Anyway, Walz is out there explaining why he was selected. It turns out that Tim Walz himself was, in fact, a diversity hire for the Harris administration. Take a listen.
To improve people's lives. But I also was on the ticket, quite honestly, you know, because I could code talk to white guys watching football, fixing their truck, doing that I could put them at ease. I was the permission structure to say, look, you can do this and vote for this. And you look across those swing states, with the exception of Minnesota, we didn't get enough of those votes.
So there you go. It was all about making sure that there was somebody on the ticket who could talk code to the white dudes. And I'm not quite sure what the whole jazz hands thing was all about. Whenever he would come out onto the stage, he would come running out and he would be doing jazz hands, which I thought was code for I wish I was on Broadway, but clearly there's something else going on. I don't know. Scott Jennings brought this up on CNN last night.
I think when your signature move is jazz hands, you're not as up on the white guy code maybe as you think you are. I mean, everything about this guy, from the choice, which was made, I think Schermichael's correct, which was made out of weakness all through his campaign appearances, and now in the aftermath, I just don't think there's ever been anybody in recent political history in over their head more than Tim Walz.
And did you meet him, Dan Quayle?
It is amazing to me. Well, he served a term, did he not?
Yeah, and then he lost a second.
It is amazing to me that Democrats elevated this guy and that he continues to believe that he is going to be a leader of this party in 2028. The problems that the Democrats have with middle America, white men, working class men, if this is the road we're going down, the code talker Tim Walz are only going to get worse for Democrats.
No, he's absolutely right here. I'm not seeing this at all. It is a great thing for Republicans. If the Republicans don't screw it up, right? That's the issue here, is don't screw this up. Now, President Trump is getting a little bit of blowback for something he said yesterday at the cabinet meeting. I want you to take a listen to this.
Look, right now, and I told you before, they're having tremendous difficulty because their factories are not doing business. They made $1 trillion with Biden, $1 trillion, even $1.1 trillion with Biden selling us stuff. Much of it we don't need. You know, somebody said, oh, the shelves are going to be open. Well, maybe the children will have two dolls instead of 30 dolls, you know. And maybe the two dolls will cost a couple of bucks more than they would normally. But we're not talking about something that we have to go out of our way. They have ships that are loaded up with stuff, much of which, not all of it, but much of which we don't need. And we have to make a fair deal. We've been ripped off by every country in the world. But China, I would say, is the leading one.
So the president is catching fire from the New York Post. And I want you to understand something about the New York Post. It is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News Channel. So that's an important that's an important part of this story. And Rupert Murdoch hates Donald Trump. But they're going after Trump over his comments that maybe kids are going to be able to have one or two dolls as opposed to 30. And the whole point of this is, of course, the tariffs. And as we have been pretty consistent on this program, as saying, we're talking about short-term pain for long-term gain. It is going to be painful for a little while. And yes, you may have to pay more money for things that come from China. My question is, why are you buying so much stuff from China? Now, the New York Post did an editorial, and they said, look at the stories that have flooded our desks in recent days of mom-and-pop shops with deep trading ties to China that simply can't afford the tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in new tariffs. They don't have Walmart's bargaining power to force their Chinese suppliers to take on most of the new cost. Again, why are we buying all of the products that we're selling in our stores from China? The Post goes on to say, nor can they afford the million-dollar donations or the membership fee that buys you a table at Mar-a-Lago to plead for relief, or the pricey K Street lobbyist who can push Trump to get you a carve-out. Instead of voiceless and powerless, these businesses are laying off workers, hiking prices, preparing to shed inventory or close up shop altogether. The owner of Baby Paper told the Post, in 2 months, I'll probably shut down if nothing changes. Baby Paper sells toys that are made in China. Okay, so why are you selling cheap, crappy toys made in China when you could be selling toys that are made in America by American hands? Katrina Marshall had to pause an upcoming shipment to her artistic toys and promotion store thanks to a $403,000 tariff charge. The company planned layoffs this week. So again, the New York Post is saying that Donald Trump has declared war on small businesses as a result of the tariffs. And the New York Post is saying that small businesses, by and large, are going to have to shut down unless Trump suspends all the tariffs. I'm curious, what do you think Trump ought to do here? The Post says if the White House doesn't wake up fast to the growing angst, the fallout, economic and political, will be rapid, deep, and lasting. So there is going to be a challenge here. And the challenge is the media, including Fox News Channel, is going to turn on Trump on this issue. And we know that because the New York Post has already turned. I mean, this was their front page story. It was a blistering takedown of the president. Now, the reality is here that we have been, it's almost like going to rehab, right? You've been addicted to a drug. You've been snorting cocaine, smoking the devil's lettuce, and you go to rehab, and it is painful, right, to get off of those drugs. For the first couple of weeks, it's really, really hard. Maybe you're an alcoholic and you go to AA. You know it's a constant struggle to want to drink that booze. And when you look at what's happening here, it is very tempting to go to China and buy all of this cheap crap and sell it to American consumers as opposed to maybe losing a few dollars by using products and selling products that are made right here in America by American hands. And it's going to take some time to get us weaned off of all of that stuff. But the great news is when we do, we are going to be a stronger America and a stronger economy. And look, if we're not, guess what? The midterms are coming up and the voters, they're going to be able to have their say. I mean, it really is. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. And welcome back to the Todd Stern's Radio Show. Today is the National Day of Prayer. And at this very moment, like it's happening right now, President Trump is hosting a prayer service in the Rose Garden. Hundreds of people are there. And the president speaking, and we'll pull some of this audio as it's happening in real time. But the president says, we're bringing religion back to our country. We're bringing it back quickly. And I will say this about President Trump. This is the key component of the Trump presidency. And I truly believe that in spite of it all, when you look at what's happening in the country right now, when you look at what's happening in politics, that at the heart of all we're dealing with here is a spiritual issue. And Rush Limbaugh talked about this in the latter years of his life. And he came to this realization, this understanding that it means something to say that we are one nation under God. We're the only nation in the world that makes that sort of declaration. And when you look back and go back to the writings of our founding fathers and even some of the more obscure founding fathers, everybody was focused on this one issue, and that was doing the will of God, which is why, you know, after reading a lot of books, and I have read a lot of books about the founding of the country, I have read the personal writings of our founding fathers, and I am telling you beyond a shadow of a doubt, they meant for this to be a Christian nation. And Donald Trump recognizes that. No, he is not a pastor. He's certainly not a deacon, not a Sunday school teacher, but he gets it. He understands the importance of faith in America. And when Joe Biden was inviting the topless transgender people to frolic about on the White House lawn, Donald Trump is bringing in men and women of faith to pray and to lead us. And that's really something.
We're bringing back religion in our country, and we're bringing it back quickly and strongly. Because for America to be a great nation, we must always be one nation under God, a phrase that they would like to get rid of, the radical left. But, Ben, I don't think we're going to let them get rid of that, right? We're not letting them get rid of that.
No, and I don't think he will. You know, going back to the days of Barack Hussein Obama, and I'll say this about Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton at least believed in God, and Bill Clinton claimed to be a Christian man. We know what he was doing on the side. I get that. But at least he understood that we're a nation under God. Barack Hussein Obama never did that. And at the end of the day, when all is said and done and the books are written about Barack Hussein Obama, I think we're going to understand why he was not a friend to people of the Christian faith. It was under his administration and his regime that our government agencies started turning against people of faith. It was Barack Hussein Obama and his administration that were weaponized to take out Christian ministries like the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. You might remember back in the day when you had all the Tea Party groups out there. And what were the Tea Party groups doing? They were standing up and they were fighting for freedom and liberty, and Obama shut them down. I can't tell you how many pro-life people were targeted by the Internal Revenue Service and Lois Lerner simply because of their faith in God and their belief that God created every single one of us, knit us together in the womb, as the Holy Scriptures teach us. But I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, how important to you is this understanding that our leaders believe that we are one nation under God? I believe that God is blessing America because of Donald J. Trump. I truly do. And when you look back on the assassination attempt, when you look back at how he was able to survive not one but two, and the change that has happened in Donald Trump's life, something's going on here, and I think it is something quite frankly miraculous and something very spiritual. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. And I know there are these woke evangelicals out there, and they're usually the preachers in the skinny jeans and the Hawaiian shirts and the flip-flops. And they're the ones, they're modern-day Pharisees. They're out there attacking President Trump all the time, attacking all of you Christians who support President Trump, and especially all you white folk. They say that you people are white nationalist, or that you are Christian nationalist. There's nothing wrong, Christians, and hear me on this. There's nothing wrong with loving your country. There's nothing wrong with pledging allegiance to the flag, the beautiful flag. There's nothing wrong with that. And if you are attending a church, and hear me on this, if you are attending a church or a synagogue, and they're telling you that it is a sin against God to love your country, I want to encourage you to do this. Pack up your Bible, get up, and walk right out the door. Don't even wait for the service to end. Just get up and walk right out the door, because that is not a church. That is a place where Satan dwells. Oh, I said it. The prince of darkness dwells there. I'm telling you, folks, there's something exciting happening at the White House. And we had Paula White on the show last week when we were broadcasting from the White House, and she laid all of that out for us, and I think in a very beautiful and powerful interview, that Donald Trump is a changed man to some extent. Look, Donald Trump's going to be Donald Trump. He's not going to win an award from, like, the national religious broadcasters, I don't think, but that's okay. I can tell you this. I want somebody like Donald Trump in the Oval Office fighting for freedom of religion. And if we can maintain that, if we can reestablish the very foundation of our country, ladies and gentlemen, I think that we're going to be okay. I think that we are going to be able to grow and move farther and farther away from the socialism that Joe Biden and Barack Hussein Obama were shoving all of us down. That's where all of this was going. And that's why I became so alarmed during the China virus years when all these churches actually shut their doors. That was the most dangerous thing to happen in all of the China virus and all of those years. The most dangerous thing was not the virus. It was our reaction to the virus, where we said to our federal government, we're surrendering our rights. We're giving them back to you. You take care of us. You let us know when it's okay to go back and resume our lives. And I will say this. I was shocked, honestly, that they let the churches reopen their doors. And God bless the churches and the pastors who chose to never close. Many of them faced all sorts of persecution, all sorts of penalties and fines. Many were arrested. Christians in Idaho were actually arrested for singing hymns and praying in a public space. I mean, those, we can't forget those days. We cannot. We can't, ladies and gentlemen. And so, again, on this National Day of Prayer, we have a lot to be thankful for. And I hope that you will take a moment. Many of you are gathering. I know in the Memphis area where we broadcast our national show, there are many, many gatherings at this hour and later this evening, people praying and singing songs together and thanking God. And we ought to be thanking God for blessing our country, for saving us from the snatches of the communist, saving us from Kamala Harris and her word salad and her bathtub collard greens. God bless you, Mr. President. God bless Almighty God for protecting us from that. So, yeah, this is an important day for us. And going all the way back to when Harry Truman introduced this concept, we've got to stand firm in our faith. We've got to stand firm on the foundation that our founding fathers built for this country. And what was that? A country that is rooted on the teachings of the Holy Bible, Judeo-Christian. If we do that, we're not just going to be okay. We are going to be great as a nation. So again, just something to remember. We'll bring you some of the sights and sounds of the incredible event happening at this hour right there in the beautiful Rose Garden, absolutely beautiful day in Washington, D.C. today. And I'm curious, on this National Day of Prayer, what are you praying for? We'll take your calls in the next hour, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope you're doing great wherever you are around our great nation. We've got a lot of fun for you this hour of the program. You know, I have a question for you before we go to our calls. And today, of course, being the National Day of Prayer, and this is a day set aside for all of us to pray for our nation, pray for our elected leaders. And I'm curious, what are you going to be praying for today? And we want to hear from you. Maybe you're doing an event, a prayer event in your community, in your town, and you want to promote that. We're going to let you do that on this national show. I think it's important for people from all over America to know that there are like-minded folks out there that are standing up and taking a stand. By the way, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And I have a question for you about our nation's education system, which is currently being focused on, and President Trump is going to fix that. I do believe the president is going to dismantle and defund the Department of Education. And then guess what happens? All of the control goes right back to the states and the local communities. And that is a great thing, but it is also a very dangerous thing. And that brings me to something, and I'm just curious to hear your thoughts on this. Many places around the country, they do not have partisan school board races for whatever reason. And I believe the main reason, though, is a plot by the Democrats to control our schools. And the argument is, well, we don't want national politics. You know, we don't want that influencing what's happening on the local school board. So we're not going to have Republicans or Democrats running. We're going to have nonpartisan. Well, nonpartisan is code word for Democrats. I mean, it's flat out that simple. Nonpartisan is nothing more than Democrats in sheep's clothing. That's what's going on here. And we're seeing this all over the country where school boards and the schools are not wanting to have these partisan school board races. Now, this is a major issue, and I want to share some info. And we have thousands of listeners in the Memphis, Tennessee area, and this has been a major issue in our community, where over 70% of the kids cannot read at grade level. The entire school board made up of Democrats. There's not a single Republican on the school board, and it's a nonpartisan school board. And then you have some of the communities in the suburbs. They have their own school districts, and many of those are nonpartisan, which means they've got all Democrats. And I will tell you that the school district in my community where I live, they literally tried to get rid of Good Friday and Easter Monday. Does that sound like you've got Republicans on the school board? No, not at all. So tonight at 7 o'clock, the Republican Party in Shelby County is going to be meeting in Germantown, and we'll share some information on this later. But they're going to be meeting at 7 o'clock, and they're going to be making a decision on whether or not school board races should be partisan. Now, it just seems to me that if you are running as a Republican, there's a pretty good shot. I'm not saying it's 100%, but there's a pretty darn good shot that you are going to ascribe to Republican values. So when I'm going in to vote for a school board member, and I see the R behind their name, I'm going to know a couple of things. First of all, that person has been vetted by the local Republican Party. That person has met all of their criteria. That person is, in fact, a person who shares my value system. And therefore, I'm somewhat confident knowing that person is going to do what I want them to do. Now, it's not 100% guarantee, but I would say, we'll say I 75% guarantee that if somebody has an R behind their names, then they're going to be a good elected person. On the other hand, if you got a D behind your name, you know they're basically godless heathen thugs. You know, that's it. Who don't want our kids to read? So I don't understand what all the controversy is about. I mean, people are really, I'm getting all these nasty letters because I'm a big fan of partisan school board races. And I believe that we ought to be transparent. I don't know about you, but there are a lot of schools, and we talked to a guy yesterday on the show, and this poor guy was minding his own business, showing up at his son's lacrosse game, and he finds out that his kid was being asked questions about anal you-know-what. And God bless this guy. We were talking to him yesterday on the show, and all I could think of was, if that had been me, I would have grabbed the lacrosse stick, and I would be heading to the school board. So I'm just curious, ladies and gentlemen, as we chant here, what about you? Do you believe that we should have partisan school board races where we know who the Republicans are and who the Democrats are? 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to be taking your calls on this. I'm very curious. Because I'll say this, there's so much sex and gender ideology in our nation's education system right now. There's so much critical race theory that is still being taught. And we've got to root, pardon me, we've got to root all of that out. May I just say something here, ladies and gentlemen? I have been dealing with these allergies. I don't know what it is about pollen season, but it is really, I know it's a plot by the communist Chinese and the Democrats to shut me up. But I'm telling you, I'm struggling a little bit here today, so bear with me. I can promise you the docile tones that you've come to love and respect will be back soon. And probably after the commercial break, because our lovely general manager at KWAM, the lovely Miss Becky, just brought by some delicious, refreshing Chick-fil-A. And that cures everything. All right, let's go to the phones real quick here. I understand we have Rusty Grills with us, who is a state representative in Tennessee. Rusty, good to have you with us. What part of the state do you represent?
I am right north of Memphis in the Dyersburg area, northwest Tennessee, Dyer Lake and Obion counties are the counties that I represent.
All right, so you've heard what we're talking about here, and there's a big, huge, I mean, this is going to be a deciding moment tonight in Memphis. Where do you stand on partisan school boards?
Well, brother, I'm going to tell you what, like you said about Republicans, Democrats, there's an ideology difference between us. One believes that government has the answers. The other one believes that the individual has the answers. One believes in government control. The other one believes in market control. One believes that parents should be involved, and the other one believes the government should be the one who tells the child what they should know, when they should know it, and how much they should know of it. And those are things that really separate the party that I represent, which now I'm more conservative than the average Republican. I will admit that. And that's okay. I don't mind being a right-wing extremist from time to time. But it's important that we understand that there is two different world views in this world of thinking. The left, they do not want what's best for the child. They want what's best for their control. And these are things that we've got to realize. In my opinion, the left is not our friends. They're our enemy in some way. And anytime they want to take control away from you and give it to the government, it's a dangerous thing.
I'm with you, Rusty, and my concern is always this. When you have nonpartisan school boards, it's really easy, especially in the election process, for rock-solid conservatives, true Republicans, to get pushed out or to get shoved aside. And it bothers me because with all the power that's about to come back to the local communities and the states, we're going to need to make sure that we've got good people on those school boards.
Absolutely. And one of the things we've got to make sure is we've got people who are objective thinkers and not just there because their daughter or their wife or their husband is involved in the school system. I mean, we've done a very good job in America of being the strongest nation in the world. And whenever we started this country, we built this thing upon values that come from the Bible, and we stood for family values, and we stood for things that were right. People were morally correct because they knew that one day they would stand before Almighty and all-powerful God, and they were going to have to give an account. And if we get to the point where we're worried about our doing things because how it's going to affect my social status or my economic status and not because it's right, we're going in the wrong direction, Todd.
Yeah, Representative Grills, I appreciate you saying that. And what is it, though, that Republicans do really across America? I mean, we broadcast on 168 radio stations. What encouragement would you give the rank and file Republican voters out there when they're deciding which candidates to support?
Well, I'll just leave it like this. Do you want to be in charge of your children's future and how they go to school and where they go to school, or do you want the government? And if there's one group of people out there, and they just have to be on the right, that thinks that the individual and the parents should be the ones who are making the decisions about their children's future. And the left, they believe that government has the answer for everything. And it's more money, it's more regulation, and it's more government. That's their solution for everything. And those of us on the right, we believe that the individual should be the one who makes the decision. The parents should be the one making the decision. The child should have some say in. And these are just, they seem so, you know, like grandma front porch fence. But yet, they seem so foreign from the political world. And, you know, the kickbacks and the paybacks, what's going on in Shelby County is just ridiculous. And anyhow, that's another story. I don't represent Shelby County, but I do appreciate the people down there that are trying to do something to at least make a stand. I remember a few years ago when we had that bill in the General Assembly, and I've only been there for about 5 years, but we had a bill that was, they were going to allow the locals to have partisan school board elections. And there was a thought that we need to make sure that this is not partisan. We need to make sure that this is, we take politics out of it. There's nothing more political than education. And yet they politicize it and politicize it. So we need to know who's standing where. Now, I know we've talked about a lot of different things there, but that's just my views.
Well, look, Representative, I appreciate you calling in. You must be listening on WTJS, our great affiliate over in the Jackson, West Tennessee area, and we greatly appreciate that. And I appreciate the kind words you said. I know a lot of folks are going to be showing up tonight. This could be a massive thing, and I truly believe that if Memphis, Tennessee can turn around, if we can, and it is such in dire straits right now, but if we can turn this city around, it will be a beacon of hope and glory for the rest of the nation. And I think other major cities will be able to see if Memphis, Tennessee can turn this around, then by golly, our town, our city could do the same thing.
You know, and if you look across the world, across the United States, every place that has adopted and implemented liberal policies, they do not get the utopia result. They get everything goes south from there. And when you get those free market policies and you get people to be to take responsibility and step up and say, all right, I'm going to be this and I'm going to do that because I want to see myself succeed, not waiting on a government handout or waiting on a government dollar. You get success when people actually have something to gain by working for it.
That's
and,
it.
Basic economics, brother. Yeah, and you are correct. We do listen to the 93.1 out of Jackson. And my family, I'm actually a farmer. So we're on a tractor all day long, so we get to listen to you quite often. So my dad loves you, and you know you're the best thing since Rush Limbaugh around here.
Well, you're kind to say that. I just hope I don't say something too triggering where you guys are on the tractor and you have to zigzag. So I'll try to be mindful
brother,
of that.
We agree with you on everything. It's been a breath of fresh air to listen to you. We appreciate you, my friend.
Well, Mr. Representative, come on down to Memphis one of these days, and we'll have some iced tea together.
Sounds great. I appreciate that. I'm a team man myself.
All right. State Representative Rusty Grills, everybody, out on the farm on the tractor over in West Tennessee today. You never know who's going to call into the show. I like that. 901-260-5926. We're going to take a break. You know, before we take a break, I want to read this to you. This is from the Oregon Public Radio. And this story was just posted. Just days before the pandemic, Kristen Brigden Brown said her third grade son was being pulled out of class for school counseling sessions, and she didn't know about it until a parent-teacher conference. Quote, it had been going on for 6 weeks without them telling me or talking to me. My head was spinning. She felt betrayed and pulled her son out of school entirely. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you have nonpartisan school boards. Where in places like Oregon and Washington State, parents are losing their rights within the confines of the schoolhouse, and those decisions are being made by local school boards. So that's why I am very concerned about this. And you heard the state representative say, and it's very true, that the most political place is your local public school. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, let's go to the phones here. Steve in New Bern, North Carolina, listening to us on the Talk Station. Hi, Steve. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. A thought is, you and I as parents or any other parent in most states are legally responsible not just for the welfare of our children, but also for their actions. So how can we be legally responsible when the schools are doing things behind our backs and as parents, and yet we as parents can be held accountable for the actions of that child, even though the schools are the ones that who are pushing the child into those actions or decisions?
Well, in Colorado, for example, Steve, and it's a great question you raise, in Colorado, they call it joint parental responsibility, meaning that parents share with the kids, or I'm sorry, parents share that responsibility with the schools. It's insanity. But there has been an effort, and this really started back during the Obama years, where government crept in and started assuming responsibilities that were solely meant for parents, Steve.
And as I was waiting during the break, that thought came to mind as well, as if that's a underhanded push to remove parents from that responsibility and shift that to the state, meaning the schools or government, and legally taking over parenthood from us.
That is a grave concern, which again is why it is imperative that we need to know on the playing field who's who. And the only way to do that is to have partisan school board races. You know, I would say the same thing for city councils. We need to know where people stand on the issues of the day.
Agreed.
Steve?
Thank you, John.
All right, Steve, thank you so much for that call. Again, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. We're going right to your calls after the upcoming break here. That's 901-260-5926. Right now underway at the White House, the beautiful National Day of Prayer service, and what a beautiful event that is. And, of course, coming up a little bit later on this evening, the Todd Stern Show, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. We'll be bringing you highlights from all of the things that are happening up at the White House today. All right, got to take a quick break again. Our number, 901-260-5926. And be sure to check out ToddStearns.com. We have lots of great video, great stories for you, great content for you and your conservative friends. We'll be right back, everybody. And welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Trust you are doing well today. All right, we've got a lot of folks wanting to weigh in on this issue nationwide, whether or not we should have partisan school board races. Let's go to Germantown, Tennessee. Kristen New joins us. And Kristen, first, welcome to the show. And I know that you guys have been really fighting this. You've been at the forefront of this fight. Why is it that we need to have partisan school board races?
Well, hello, Todd. Well, as you know, you have been in the fight with us. And I just want people to know that when we started having problems with our school board was during the COVID years, when they were masking our kids, when we discovered that they were having ideology built into the curriculum. And when we went to the school boards to complain about all of this, they would stare at us like we don't speak English. And we found out through research that they were not beholden to us, the parents or the taxpayers. They are actually beholden to the federal government. And everything that they were doing, they were selling our kids out for money. And so when we were not getting through to the school board because, like you said, they just would do what they want to do because they have no party affiliation. They're not beholden to anybody. Then we went to Todd Stearns and we said, we need your help. And you graciously let us use your radio station to get the message out. And we have been doing this for the last 2 years. And tonight is just the fruits of our labor. Back when we were in the F, A period, now we're in the FO period, and I don't think I need to explain that to your listeners what that means, but we parents are really pressing, and we didn't give up the school boards to do the right things. And when they don't, then we have avenues that we can go down, and that one of those avenues is to have them claim party affiliation. And that way we know, just kind of like a glimmer of who they are, what they stand for, what their values are, and we can decide as parents if we align with that. And if they go and they make decisions that are contrary to the values that they stated that they have, then we have some recourse.
Yeah, that's to me, that has been the whole point of this. And I go back to what happened, I believe it was two election cycles ago in Miami, where for the first time in history, you had Republicans running the school board there. And people need to know who they're voting for and what those value systems are. And I think that's one of the reasons why we have seen such a leftward lurch in our schools. And Kristen, you live in the same community I live in, and you would think, oh, super conservative school district, but that's probably the farthest thing from reality.
Well, Todd, you know that. You even came to a school board meeting and spoke when they tried to take Easter off the calendar. So these are not people who are aligned with the majority of the people in our area, and yet they keep doing these things over and over again, and you have to ask yourself why. Well, we know why. It's because of the money and because they have no responsibility to a party affiliation who can hold them responsible. But now we're going to change that, and it's going to be for the better. And then when you go just a few miles down the street into Memphis City, the Shelby County school system, the Democrats have run that system into the ground. And now it's time that we put a label on that and hold the Democrats accountable for running those schools into the absolute pits of hell.
I'm with you 1,000% there, Kristen. And again, I think this can be a great example to the rest of the country. And again, that meeting tonight, 7 o'clock at the Germantown Great Hall. And I think every freedom-loving taxpayer, every parent, grandparent needs to be there tonight. Kristen, always appreciate the great work you guys are doing.
Well, we appreciate you, Todd. Really, this would not be happening without you and KWAM, and we are truly grateful.
All right. Well, Kristen New, and she'll be at that gathering tonight. And by the way, yours truly, I'm going to be showing up as well. You say, Todd, why would you do that? You're a national radio host. You broadcast from the White House. Yes, that's true. But you know what's more important than the White House? Where I live and my local community. And that's a big challenge with a lot of the national talk show hosts is that they I'm not going to name names, but sometimes they get a little bit too big in the britches, and they forget that the fight for conservative values starts locally. And that's one of the reasons we're partnering with so many radio stations around this great nation, because what happens in your local community matters nationwide. 901-260-5926. Let's go to German Shepherd in North Carolina. And German Shepherd, I know earlier I asked, what are people praying for on this National Day of Prayer? And what say you?
I'm praying that people will act like me, Todd. I got a prayer meeting every Monday morning down at the DMV in Jacksonville, North Carolina, at the License Bureau. And I go down there every Monday morning and read John, the Gospel of John 1 through 15, and just share what God's done in my day. And encourage those Christians standing in line to think about the other people standing next to them that aren't Christian that need to hear. You know, in John 1, it says that there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light so that all men through him might believe.
And right.
I believe God is...
Yeah, go ahead, German Shepherd. Finish your thought.
I believe God is doing a work, and it's evident through our government and what President Trump is doing at the White House this past Resurrection Sunday. It's amazing. And if we would all just, as Christians, make ourselves available for God to use us to continue this great revival that he's doing, that's what's going to change our country. That's what's going to, you know, because the light overcomes the darkness, and even in the schools, the darkness can't overcome that light. So
absolutely,
I pray that everybody will be being a witness and not a judge.
Well said, German Shepherd, and a great reminder on this National Day of Prayer. And President Trump just said pretty much the same thing from the Oval Office here in the Rose Garden ceremony. German Shepherd, God bless you, sir, and thank you for listening. Let's go to North Carolina, Mooresville, North Carolina. WSIC James wants to weigh in on the school board issue. Hi, James. What's up?
Good to talk to you. excuse me. I'd just like to back it up a couple few years here and kind of shed some light on how we got to this point. When I was a child going to school, we had parent-teacher conferences, we had PTA meetings, and my mother would attend these parent-teacher conferences. And if she got a bad report on me, it would not be good for me when she got home. And I think what's going on is, you know, with my behavior, that I would always get disciplined for that. And most parents discipline their children at that time, and they would attend these parent-teacher conferences. But I think somewhere along the way, parents have stopped, they stopped caring about the behavior of their children. So if they picked up on this, the school boards and the schools, Ms. Moore, if you're not going to discipline your children, then we're going to discipline your children our way. And I think that's why we've kind of lost some of these rights, because the big thing with teachers is they want parents to teach their children manners before they send them to school. So I think that's why we've kind of lost these rights and why they're doing what they're doing. And parents need to get back to doing what they need to be doing is teaching their children in the right way. And just keep standing up.
Yeah, look, James, I like where you're going with this, and you're right. I think there is a lot of parental responsibility. I think 90% of it is, you know, being responsible as a parent and getting your child prepared to go to first grade to start learning, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic. And some of those things should already have been learned before the kids get there. But you – I think there may be something to that, that parents are just more absorbed with other things than making sure they're raising up, you know, good, strong, solid citizens of America. And maybe as a culture, we have to step back and rethink, okay, you know, is it really important to be a part of a travel team? You know, is it really important to miss church every Sunday? You know, what are the things that are important in America, and what are the things that are important in our families? Those are things that we all have to consider. And I will say this, part of that is being involved in your local school board as well. And if you are not going to those meetings, if you're not taking a few minutes to go and to pay attention to what they're cramming down the brains of your kids, then you know, a lot of that is on you as well. James, thank you for that call. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Germantown, Tennessee. Jeff, and Jeff, I understand that you happen to be a former school board member.
That's correct. I was a former school board member in Shelby County. And when I started my tenure as a school board member, I was a little more idealistic. I was very much against partisan school board primaries. But during the time frame that I was on the board, there was no such thing as radical gender ideology running through the schools, nor CRT or anything like that. And the advent of those and any number of other things have kind of had me do a reversal. And now I am very much for partisan school board primaries because we need to vet the candidates and see what it is that they actually stand for. And if they generally fall in line with Republican values, that's what I'm looking for. The gender ideology stuff is just crazy. Our country has taken too far of a left turn, and we need to correct.
When you look back on your time, what years were you serving on the school board, Jeff?
2015 to 2019. It was very fulfilling. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Our mission was put the children first. And so I was actually the legislative liaison with my board. So I crafted our policy when it came to our legislative agenda when it came to like partisan school board primaries, and we were all in agreement that we were against it. And I couldn't be more the other direction.
Was there one thing specifically that changed your mind, or was it just a progression of these ideologies that were creeping into the schools?
It was any number of things, but personal experience is the best teacher. And For instance, when our daughter was at high school at Houston High School in Germantown, Tennessee, and there was a confused boy who thought himself a girl who was going into the girls' bathroom. That was kind of like the first thing that caught our attention. And the principal of the high school told my daughter and her friend, just use a different bathroom. And I was like, no, that's not the way it should be. But there are other instances of CRT, for instance, in the middle school where my son attended. And it was really disturbing. And needless to say, he is not at Houston High School.
Well, it's really sad that parents have to do this, but it's where we are right now. And I'm happy that you guys were there, you saw what was happening, and you did something about it. And more importantly, you guys are engaged in the fight, and this is a great thing. Jeff, thank you for the guidance there, and we really appreciate you serving the Memphis community.
Absolutely. Thank you, and I appreciate you shedding light on all these issues.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Jeff from Germantown, Tennessee. By the way, that meeting tonight at 7 o'clock, and I would hope that you guys get out there. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give a book. Dylan, I'm going to give a book to the person who gives me a good anecdote, a good antidote for these allergies. It's driving me nuts.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I can't handle it. You know, the problem is I was a Southerner. I was born and raised in the South, moved to New York City, and you get unconditioned. And even though I've been back in the South for 5 years, I'm still hacking and coughing out the wazoo.
Yeah, when the pollen gets on your car, you have to worry about it. For us, it's just a windshield wipe away.
It's green. Every time I wash my car, and by 3 hours later, it's covered in green again, that pollen dust. So if anybody has a solution, give me a holler. I'm very anxious to hear your thoughts on that. All right, again, as the big festivities today and the big story coming out of the White House, this National Day of Prayer celebration, we're also getting confirmation that there has been a massive shakeup in the Trump administration. And look, these things happen. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, who was sort of at the center of the Signalgate controversy, he is out, along with his deputy, whose name is Alex Wong. So they have been removed from the National Security Council. This now coming from multiple reports. All of this started when they had the Signal group chat where they included the Atlantic magazine's Jeffrey Goldberg, who is one of the most radical leftist journalists in the nation. And I, at the time, raised a lot of questions. Why is it that somebody had Jeffrey Goldberg's contact information? Let me backtrack a little bit. And here's the reason why I asked that question. So back when I left Fox, guess what happened? As soon as the word leaked that Fox did not renew my contract and I was gone, I got all these messages and from the left-wing media types. I mean, everybody was reaching out for me, and they were wanting the dirt. They were wanting the scoop. One of them was Brian Stelter, that little fat dwarf over at CNN with no hair, a bald fat dwarf. And that guy was pounding me all the time on X and Twitter. Todd, I love to talk to you about what happened at Fox, and I'll be happy to make it anonymous if you'll rat out all your colleagues. I told that guy to go pound sand. And I said if I had something to say, I would say it on the record, and I would use my name. I'm not going to be some anonymous hack. Unbelievable, these people. So all that to say, and I blocked the guy. I'm like, get out of here. I don't want you. All that to say, why in the world would any conservative have Jeffrey Goldberg's contact information? There's absolutely no good reason for anybody in the National Security Council or anybody in the Trump administration to be reaching out to Jeffrey Goldberg. So it seems to me that you've got some really bad actors in the mix somewhere. And by the way, the person we need to be celebrating here is none other than Laura Loomer. She has been calling these things out, and I don't know how she's able to get the dirt that she has and the inside scoops, but she does. And she's been warning the president that there are bad actors in all of this, in all of this. And we got to get them out of the White House. We've got to get them out of the administration. So good for you, Laura Loomer. Good for you, ma'am. She catches a lot of flack, but I'm telling you, she's been able to root out a lot of these folks. By the way, Alex Wong was a part of a team that worked with Mitt Romney's campaign back in 2012, and she correctly points out here that it was Alex Wong and several others who were responsible for pushing out Rick Grenell because Rick Grenell is gay. And he was pushed out of the Romney campaign because he's gay. And, of course, Rick Grenell has a very close relationship with President Trump and is working to make the Kennedy Center great again. So, well done, Laura Loomer. And I would say there are more that need to go, and she's going to be exposing those people, and as well she should, because we cannot have snakes slithering around inside the Trump White House. So we wish Michael Waltz nothing but the best. Clearly some bad hires there. That's okay. It's all getting fixed, and we will continue on. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen, no one is bigger than Donald J. Trump. The only thing that matters is his agenda. That's it. All right, gotta run here, folks. We will be right back. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is a kick in the pants. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio show. While you were taking a brief lunch break, we have some breaking news to share with you. Wow. This coming from the federal district courts once again, a federal judge, Fernando Rodriguez Jr., who happens to be a Trump appointee, and that's the kick in the pants. Judge Rodriguez just permanently banned the Trump administration from using the Alien Enemies Act to deport Venezuelans. The judge, his home district in southern Texas there, so you Texans, get ready to rise up here and get a little umbrage. The judge has declared that the Trump administration can no longer use the Alien Enemies Act, which, of course, is from the 18th century, and it is a wartime law that actually gives the White House, the President of the United States, complete control over who he decides to evict from the country. According to the New York Slimes, the decision, the most expansive ruling so far by any of the eight federal jurists who have already heard challenges to the White House's use of the statute. So what we're looking at here, ladies and gentlemen, is nothing more than judicial warfare against the Trump administration. And a very simple question here. What do you think the Trump White House should do? Should the president ignore these rulings and just continue to do what he does? Or should the president wave the white flag and bow down to the judiciary? Because the judicial branch, ladies and gentlemen, is now officially at war with the executive branch. There's really no other way around this. And what really hurts is that Fernando Rodriguez Jr. was appointed to the bench by President Trump. Yet another reason why we have to do our due diligence when we're picking these judges. Got to do it. So you're the president of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. What do you do here? Do you just keep deporting these very dangerous people, or do you stop and you let the judiciary rule the country? I mean, it's one of two choices here. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to go to the phones real quick. In the last hour, and ladies and gentlemen, my apologies, I have been dealing with bad allergies with all of the pollen here in the southern states, and it has really confounded me. Well, I want to go to the phones, WSJS in North Carolina, terrific radio station. And Beth, I understand you may have a remedy for me.
Well, so I've heard and I've tried as well. If you buy the local honey there in Memphis, Tennessee, near where you live, those bees pollinate that honey, and you like take a teaspoon a day of honey and it'll help with those allergies, because you will be putting that pollen in your body and develop antibodies against the allergies.
So Beth, I want to make sure I'm following your thought process here. So this is sort of like akin to getting a flu shot. So you get a little bit of the flu to keep you from getting the flu. And so you're saying if I eat the honey, that should help me.
That's what I've been told, and I've tried it myself. I used to work for a farmer, sold eggs, and that's what the people at the farmer's market would say. And I'm a massage therapist, and that's what I learned in massage therapy school 23 years ago. So I stick with that.
Beth, I'm going to try this. So you're saying a spoonful of honey a day, and I should be good to go.
That's what I've been told.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it would help.
I just hope Dylan doesn't start sneezing when I walk by, because then he would be allergic to me because I've been consuming the liquefied pollen. All right.
And honey's delicious.
Beth, you know what, Beth? We're going to put you on hold. I want to get your info, because if this works, Beth, I will send you a personally signed copy of my new book coming out in June. It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. So, Beth, hang tight. Thank you for that. See, we do have the best audience in America. That you guys have all the solutions. Beth, who worked at the farm, she worked at the farm, the farmer's market, and she's a massage therapist. And she says that the best course of action here is a spoonful of honey. Oh, there you go. All right, back to the politics of the day. I want to go to Texas. Patriot Talk 920. Walt is listening to us. Walt, what do you make of this judge?
He's not much of a judge as far as I'm concerned. I support President Trump 100%. He needs to do what he needs to do. And I would probably say 99% of the Texans are behind him.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that it's a judge from Texas. But there's been some squirrely stuff going on in your state, Walt.
It's driving me crazy, and I'm not the only one.
Well, let me tell you something. The important thing, you guys have Patriot Talk 920, which is a rock-solid conservative radio station. And I will say this. Those are the kinds of radio stations that are going to help move the needle and deal with all those rhinos. You guys have a lot of rhinos in your state capital.
The House is just livid with them. It's just amazing and disgusting at the same time.
Well, it is. And so, Walt, you're telling President Trump to stay the course.
Heavens, yes. That's the reason we hired the man, and he's doing a great job, and we're going to support him 100%.
All right. Well, Walt, I appreciate that call, and thank you for listening to Patriot Talk 920. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining, a federal judge has implemented now a permanent ban. The president no longer allowed to use the Alien War Act. I got that wrong, but anyway, he's not going to be able to deport the illegals based on that law, which has been longstanding in America. So the question is, what do we do here? Does the president obey or does he disobey? Does he defy the judges? 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to be taking your calls, but first got to take a quick break. Newsmax, by the way, just went public on the New York Stock Exchange, listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. As a matter of fact, President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and around 40 million Americans now go to Newsmax for their news. The audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. And if you want to be a Newsmax share owner, Well, you could do that by calling your advisor. Get more information, by the way, at NewsmaxInvest.com. And you can stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. Now, keep in mind, this communication for informational purposes only shall not be intended to and shall not constitute an offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful. All right, Barbara, writing in on our Facebook live stream, run the company. Talking about Donald Trump, run the company, Mr. President. 80 million people strong support you. To hell with the crooked judges. We didn't vote for them. So Barbara says, stand strong. She's telling President Trump, you've got to ignore these activist judges. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926. Let's go to Virginia and our great affiliate there, AM 1400. Dennis, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. Miss you on Fox. Listen, it's clear that all these judges are in on it now, and that I think we have to remember that the president, as I read on the Powerline blog, he doesn't run the executive branch. He is the executive
branch.
He is,
yeah.
And I think it's incumbent upon him to use this alien act to expel these people. I mean, I thought I heard an analysis of this by some lawyers or some politicians on one of the big news stations, probably Fox, saying that there was something in that legislation that said it was not judicially reviewable, which to me tells him he must ignore these kinds of things. So that's my take on it. And the lady, Barbara, she's right on the money. Just go for it, man. That's your job.
Well, and just think about this, Dennis. What are they going to do? Call out the federal marshals and have them arrest the president? Got news for the judges. The president of the United States, the executive branch, controls those U.S. marshals. So there you go.
Exactly. Exactly. Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Well, Take care, Dennis. All right. And thanks for listening to us on AM 1400 there in Virginia. We really do appreciate that. And Dennis, don't hang up. We want to send you a little gift, say welcome to the neighborhood as one of our new listeners. So let's send Dennis a signed copy of God Bless America. All right. Let's go to Jimmy in Baycliff, Texas, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. All right, Jimmy, what should the president do here?
I think he should do what Biden and them did. They flew him in the late night hours to smaller airports and dropped him off in America. I think Trump should pick him up in smaller airports and fly him back home.
I'm with Jimmy. I'm with you 1,000%. However, whatever it takes, whatever is necessary to get the invaders out of the country, we've got to do it.
Absolutely, my friend.
Jimmy, I'm curious. There in Texas, we've been following some of the developments over in your state house with the crazy legislation that's coming out there. Are you guys concerned about maybe a civil war brewing within the Republican Party in your state?
I'm not sure, because there's so many rhino Republicans, we don't even know who the Republicans are.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, Jimmy, I feel for you guys. What's the deal there? Is it the Bush family influence? Are you guys just seeing a lot of folks moving into the state from out of state?
It's been a long time good old boy system down here, and they don't want it disrupted. And they play the game they want to play it.
Well, you know what, Jimmy? We will promise. I will make you a promise. We're going to be on top of this, and we're going to help you guys start electing rock solid America First Republicans. How's that?
That's wonderful.
All right. Yeah, we can't let Texas fall to the. We just can't let Texas fall.
I don't think it will. Excuse me. I think there's too many conservatives in Texas that are worried about our country. So we'll see.
Yeah. We will. Hang in there, Jimmy. We're with you guys, and we're gonna make sure that Texas is great. All right. Thank you for calling in. All right. 901-260-5926. Let's go back to Winchester, Virginia. AM Talk 1400. Terry. And Terry, I understand that you wanted to weigh in. We had a caller earlier. By the way, Terry, how are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Well, good, good. So we had a caller, a lady from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and she said the solution to all my ailments is honey.
Well, she's mostly right, but you cannot buy or shouldn't buy the honey over the counter or somewhere out of state. You need to buy the honey that is locally grown by your bee harvester. There's somebody in your area that has bees, and then they harvest that honey. That's what you need to take. I've been taking it for years because I've got a buddy of mine that has beehives, and that's what he's always said, because they go out, they get the local pollen from the grass, from the people's flower bed, from the fields. They come back, they produce the honey, and that's what you need to help get rid of your sinuses. And another thing you could take is a spoonful of honey and a couple ounces of brown vinegar with mother. That's what's on the label.
Brown vinegar with mother?
Yes, that's exactly right. Yep, not a lot of people heard about it, but it's in the grocery stores.
I'm going to go looking for this, Terry, but wow, so I've never heard of, can you take it with like apple brandy or something, or does it have to be?
I would say with honey and water.
All right, Terry.
Not water, but I'm sorry, honey and vinegar.
Honey and vinegar. All right, this is good. You know what's interesting though, Terry? How many of these solutions, you don't have to take drugs. It's all very natural.
Right. Yes, a lot of stuff out there that is totally natural that you don't have to take. All you got to do is do a little bit of researching, talk to people who's got some problems. They'll tell you about it. And I've listened to a bunch of people over the years. Being a mechanic, I have customers, and they tell me a lot of different things.
Terry, this is sage advice then. And I got to tell you, I know we haven't been broadcasting that long in Winchester on AM 1400. I bet you never thought there would be a talk radio show, a national talk radio show. One minute you're talking about Cracker Barrel. The next minute you're talking about President Trump and activist judges. And now we're talking about honey.
Yeah, there you go. So on the judges, I tell President Trump, if I had a chance, go for it. Do it. You're the president. You're the executive. Nobody else is there. Do it and deport these people.
Terry, you're a good man, and thank you for that sage advice, and thank you for calling in. And, man, do I love the accents of our listeners in Winchester, Virginia. You guys have that great. That's a high-end Southern accent right there. All right, we've got time for another call before we have to take a break here. What do you want President Trump to do? The White House will have to make a decision about this, and they are going to have to make a statement, because this federal judge, Rodriguez, out of Texas, is playing hardball now. He's saying it is a permanent ban. Now, when you go back and when you look at the Alien Enemies Act, it is very simple. It allows the president and the president alone wartime authority to detain or deport non-U.S. citizens of enemy countries. And I will tell you right now, Venezuela is an enemy country. Let's go to Anthony in Alabama. Hi, Anthony. What's on your mind today?
Hi there, Mr. Starnes. I hope you appreciate my accent. I'm actually from Baltimore, Maryland, but I live in Woodville, Alabama.
Yeah, that had me. Yeah, it had me confused for a minute. I'm like, wait a second.
Okay. Anyway, I appreciate your more than one-dimensional thinking on a lot of these things, because you don't get that from a lot of the other radio hosts. But what I would like to say is Trump has an obligation. He took an oath to uphold the Constitution and faithfully execute the laws of the land, which Article 2 tells him to do. Now, he needs to stay focused on the American people. These judges, he needs to just outright, they are breaking the Constitution. And my other question is, where is Mike Johnson on this? He was the one who said, well, we have the power of the person. We can defund these judges. Well, where is he?
Well, he's hiding from Elise Stefanik right now, Anthony, but
that's, I believe it.
Let me say this real quick, Anthony. We're going to talk about this after the break here, but you're right. We've got to start impeaching these judges. And if we don't start playing hardball, they're just going to keep this up.
These Marxists, they've been at this for years, and what they've done is, what I can tell is, they've wormed their way into. They've been preparing for this. It's a counter revolution to the revolution that took place in 1775, 1776, and they've been at this for years, and now they're coming out of the woodwork, and I think they just think they have enough firepower and people in the right places to stop Trump.
Anthony, we got to leave it there, my friend. Good stuff, but the computer's going to break us off here. Hey, folks, hang tight. We'll be right back.
Hey, Todd, have you seen the video yet of the reporter, Plasobic, I think first name is Jack, was physically assaulted by four Democrats at a Jamie Raskin event day before yesterday, while Jamie Raskin stood literally 12 yards away with a bullhorn and did nothing to stop it? I was just wondering if you've seen that video yet and if you'd care to comment on it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. That's Jerry from Little Rock who left us a shout out. Many of you can't wait on hold, so you go to our app and you can leave us a shout out. You say, oh, wow, that's cool. How do I do that? Well, it's very simple. Go to ToddStearns.com, click on the app, download the app for free, and there you go. You'll be able to send us a shout out. Yeah, Jerry, I did see that video, and we're working to get the audio, and it's pretty shocking, and it's as Jerry described, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Posobiec, who is one of the top commentators on X, on Twitter, was at this Jamie Raskin's rally in Washington, D.C. You had all of these, he was surrounded by all of these big labor union thugs, these big goons, and Raskin's there with the megaphone. And Posobiec asks a question and then just gets manhandled by these people. It's really shocking. He's okay. That's the good news. Posobiec was, and he's a military veteran too. So Posobiec knows all about that, and he knows how to handle himself in those kinds of situations. But when you're getting beat up by an entire mob of Democrats, well, you know, that's tough. Nobody wants that. But he's right. The congressman, Jamie Raskin, standing there and said absolutely nothing. Did not try to intervene. Did not try to stop the mob from beating up Jack Posobiec. He didn't use his megaphone to tell people to lay off. He didn't do any of that. It's absolutely it's just unacceptable. But this is who the Democrats are. They really do want mob action in America. They really do believe that you guys are going to stand down if there's a mob of people coming after you. So I'm just telling you right here, right now, ladies and gentlemen, be prepared for this because there's a big bullseye on every conservative in America. But again, the reality is that we all stand together. We do. All right, here's what it sounded like.
The right to organize unions.
Yeah!
For redress agreements, we're going to defend the right to assemble.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. We know with Dr. King that the greatness of America is the right to protest for what is right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Against lawbreakers in office. And that's where we are today. I'll leave you with my friends with the words of the great Marylander Frederick Douglass.
Jamie, why did you lose the popular vote?
That's Jack.
Why did you lose every single swing state? Yeah. Why did you lose?
Why did let me talk? Let me talk. Stop, babe. Look at this. They're assaulting you. Why'd you leave?
Those are leftists, ladies and gentlemen. Those are leftists. That's who the Democrats really are. And that's why Congressman Jamie Raskin said nothing, did nothing to try and stop a conservative from being beaten to a pulp. And that's just the reality of where we are in American politics right now. Conservatives do not do that. In the rare instances where someone has, we have been very upfront and we condemn that kind of behavior on this program. Because that's not, if you're out there and you're a conservative and you're trying to beat somebody up to silence them, you're not a conservative. Now, I want to go back here and talk about this activist judge for just a moment, because this is a major issue. We now have, thanks to Barack Hussein Obama and Joe Biden, we now have hundreds and hundreds of activist judges in the federal system right now, in the federal courts. And it's a big problem. And many of them were put there thanks to Republicans in the U.S. Senate. Now, the argument coming from Speaker Johnson seems at face value to be somewhat reasonable. And here's his argument. Well, we can't go after the judges because we don't have the numbers in the Senate to convict. And I get that. But you know what? I'm tired of this nonsense. Every single time a Republican is elected, guess what happens? They're immediately investigated and they're brought up on charges. Happens all the time. They impeached Donald Trump how many times? Two times? Three times? You've got Democrats out there saying the whole point of the midterms is to get enough Democrats in Congress so they can impeach Donald Trump. That's their, that is literally their campaign slogan for 2026, is they want the majority so they can impeach Donald Trump. And the, look, we should know by now, when the Democrats get in charge, there is going to be there's going to be hell to pay. I mean, that's just the reality of it. So why aren't we doing the same thing? Well, Todd, that's just not how Republicans, that's not how we behave. We're very civilized people. Well, yeah, you're going to be very civilized sitting in a cell at Fort Leavenworth. So here's what I recommend. And the other part of this, how many of these, and we've had so many of them who are personal friends of mine, and they have been brought up on the most insane of charges. They have to go out there and hire these high-dollar, high-profile attorneys. It costs them tens of thousands of dollars. Many of them have to go into severe debt. Many of them have lost everything they've got. Look at General Michael Flynn, for example. And nobody cares. They at the end of the day, the charges are dismissed or they're found not guilty. Nobody cares. There's no place to go to get get compensated for all of the money that you had to spend defending yourself. And this happens to Republicans year after year after year. So here's what I want to recommend, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, with regard to Judge Rodriguez of Texas, who just permanently banned President Trump from deporting illegals to Venezuela. Now, according to the U.S. Constitution, the only way to get rid of a federal judge is through the impeachment process. So the House of Representatives has the power and is assigned the power of bringing articles of impeachment, and an article is a charge, an article of impeachment against a federal judge. They can be impeached for treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. And I would contend all three may be at play here. We don't know who's funding a lot of these federal judges. So if the House adopts the article or the charge, then the official becomes impeached. And by the way, it only takes a simple majority. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I know this is a big shock to people, but the Republicans have a simple majority in the House of Representatives. So we can easily do that. And then the Senate steps in. And once the judge is impeached, well, the Senate has to hold an impeachment trial. In the case of a president, the U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice presides. If the federal judge is found guilty in the impeachment trial in the Senate, he will be removed or she will be removed from office. And if they're found not guilty, well, they have to continue to serve in office. You need 60 votes for impeachment. 60 votes to convict in the Senate. And they don't have those votes. But that's okay. Because I want these judges to pay out the wazoo. I want them to have to suffer like Republicans have suffered and conservatives have suffered. I want them to have to fork over money for the high-powered attorneys. I want them to have to suffer through the humiliation of all these negative press stories out there. It is high time that Republicans start playing hardball here. And I'm tired of playing nice. It's not romper room. It's Congress. All right, let's go to Bob in Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM, the great mighty 990. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, looking forward perhaps to seeing you tonight at the Republican Party meeting in Shelby County. But on this question of what, you know, should be done about the judges, part of the challenge, of course, is that we've got to get Republicans vetted before we put them in office. We've got to get people who are conservative and then hold them to those conservative values or strip them of the R. I mean, it's not a granted or a right to run as a Republican. It's a privilege. And the problem we have in Congress right now is we've got too many weak men and women who are representing us in the party that are not true conservatives, as you pointed out. So they're not ready to take action to defend the Constitution they swore to uphold and defend.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point, Bob. And again, this is, at the bare minimum, we should be able to know who we're voting for. And having that R or D gives us a pretty good indication of where they're coming from.
Well, it should. The challenge we have is that when the Obama progressives took over the Democrat Party, a lot of good old yellow dog, Bill Clinton voting, LBJ type Democrats migrated into the Republican Party. The whole South flipped red, but they didn't change how they think. And the party didn't hold them accountable to being conservatives. So we have a lot of socialist liberals in our party who hold some pretty powerful positions, and that's what's holding us back, quite frankly.
Mm. So, Bob, what's the solution?
Well, the solution is the conservatives have to take the party back. I mean, that's all there is to it. We have to just get hard and get tough with questions that have to do with whether or not people are going to uphold their oaths to support and defend the Constitution, whether or not they uphold stated Republican values. We have to get the party back on track and quit trying to have a big tent that invites everybody to come in, because all that does is transmit mediocrity to the rest of the population, and no one is attracted to mediocrity. And that's been our problem as a party for probably going on 20 years now. That's why we're in the shape we're in.
You know, it's interesting, because when you go back in that phrase, big party, big tent party, that was Ronald Reagan. Reagan first used that term back when he was running for the first go around. And you know, he lost that race, or the second rather, he lost the race to the nomination to Gerry Ford. Then he came back, and that big tent actually brought in the evangelical right, then called the moral majority, into the party. And up until that point, the Republicans have been a pretty moderate to liberal party, especially on a lot of the culture issues of the day.
Yes, but the things have shifted since then.
That's right.
With the Obama takeover of the Democratic Party. Now the Democratic Party has completely lost its mind, so if you haven't completely lost your mind, but you've only partially lost your mind, the Republican Party is welcoming you. And I really don't think we should. I think we should take a harder line and say, you know, it's God, country, family. These are the things that are important to us. These are the things we're going to stand on. And if you want to come along, come on. If you don't want to come along, go be an independent. Go form another party. Go back to the Democrats. You know, the best thing that could have happened to this party about 20 years ago is if the Democrats who fled their party had actually stood their ground and fought for it. But they didn't. And we welcomed them. And here we are.
It's a fair point. I mean, the Democrats are done, Bob. I just don't see how they can truly be a national party with the mess they've got right now.
If we had a speaker who was actually standing his ground on some of these issues instead of counting noses and saying, how many votes do we have? Really, the question is not how many votes we have. Well, that's a consideration, but that's not the tipping point. The issue is what's right and what's wrong, and are you willing to go to bat for an issue that you know you may lose, but you're making a stand on principle? That's what's going to attract people in the long run.
That's it. I mean, those are wise words. And Bob, I hope the local Republicans in Shelby County heed that. I've been very impressed with the new leadership. They're pointing the ship in the right direction, but now it is time to kick the tires and light the fires, as they say, because we literally have a county and a major American city to save. It is worth saving. The question is, will the voters see that, and will they stand up and do something? And a lot of that starts tonight at 7 o'clock. And I just hope we have a beyond standing room only crowd tonight, Bob.
I hope we do, too. The last time that this was raised, we had a chairman who was one of these weak Republicans who stood against, in this case, partisan county school board elections. I can tell you, in my county right next door, Fayette County, we instituted partisan school board elections And we flipped a board that was for 50 years run by Democrats and gave us the worst school system in the state. And subject to a federal consent order over desegregation. We're still operating over a 1965 lawsuit in Fayette County. And in the last 6 months, the seven Republicans on the school board have done more to move this county out from under the weight of that consent order than the entire last 10 years of effort that's been made. And this county, my county, has only 42,000 people in it. We're paying $200,000 a year to the NAACP to hold a lawsuit against us.
Bob, I got to run, my friend. We're super late for a break. But again, I appreciate you calling in. And Bob, showing everybody by example what happens when you actually elect Republicans to a school board. Good things happen. All right, we've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back, folks. Right. Welcome back, everybody. And if you haven't already checked them out, go check out my good friends over at PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. One of the finest cell phone providers in America, and they are rock solid Christian and conservative. And we have had so many of our listeners make the switch over. And the best thing about Patriot Mobile is they support conservative causes. They are pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and we love our friends there. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. All sorts of great discounts just for our listeners. All right, let's go to the phones. North Carolina, the talk station. Ronald joins us. Hey, Ronald, what's on your mind today?
Yes, sir. In regard to that judge there in Texas, he only has authority in his district. So I'd like to see President Trump continue shipping these illegals out in every other district in the country.
So your advice to the president is just stay the course.
Right. You know, he don't need to ship them out of that district in Texas. Ship out everywhere else because that judge has no authority outside of his district. And also, as a minor point, too, a lot of federal matters that involve the federal government are required to be taken to the D.C. District Court. Did he have authority to take the case he took, or should it have went to that court up there?
Well, they'll have to wrangle that out and decide that, you know, as it makes its way up to the Supreme Court, Ronald. But, again, I think we've got to start playing hardball with these judges. They know right now the Republicans don't have the stomach to follow through on the impeachment proceedings, and that's why they're getting away with it. So we've got to find somebody who's going to be the sacrificial lamb here, and we've got to take them through the impeachment process.
Yes, and your idea about it, you'll make them pay their legal expenses.
That's it. That's it. Make them pay. It's got to hurt. It's got to hurt. And if you can do that, and again, across the board, then we're going to put a stop to a lot of this nonsense on the left. But we're looking at a courthouse coup right now, and that's really what's going on, a courthouse coup. Ronald, thank you for calling in, and we certainly appreciate you listening to the program. If you haven't been over to Moorhead City and New Bern, North Carolina, man, is that beautiful countryside over there. But also let me say this, you folks in Salem, Oregon, you guys have a nice looking town too. And I got to get back out there over on the western side of the country. Good people out there. All right, folks, just a reminder, I need your help here as we get closer to launch day. We're trying to get as many of you as possible to pre-order my new book. It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. And I wanted to take a break from writing a political book for about a year or so. And we put together this beautiful new book. You're going to love it. You can get it wherever you buy your books. You can pre-order it right now. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, your favorite bookstore. And I would love for you to get a pre-ordered copy. And we're going to be doing a tour this summer. We'll be telling you more about that as well. I'd love to be able to meet many of you in person. All right, it's been a great day, folks. We're going to keep it up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, on the Todd Stern Show, exclusively on Newsmax. Get out there and have a good one. You be good, America.